China's population has been going down for the second year in a row, and this is making people worried about how it will affect the country's economy in the future. The most recent data shows that at the end of 2023, there were 1.409 billion people in China, which is 2.08 million less than the previous year. This decline is twice as big as the one from the year before, which was the first time in 60 years that the population went down. Experts think this is happening because more people are moving to cities and because not as many babies are being born. The government in Beijing has said that the birth rate in China is now 6.39 per 1,000 people, which is similar to other countries in East Asia like Japan and South Korea. The birth rate in China has been going down for a long time, starting in the 1980s when the government made a rule that families could only have one child. They got rid of this rule in 2015 and tried to encourage people to have more kids by giving them money and other benefits. But these things didn't really work, especially for young people in big cities who think it's too expensive to have a family and want to focus on their careers instead. Experts think that the COVID-19 pandemic has made the decline in births even worse, but there are other economic problems that are also causing it. China is having a hard time with things like a housing crisis, people not spending as much money, and lots of young people not being able to find jobs. The country's workforce is getting older, and there are more and more retired people who need healthcare and money from the government. But experts think that China has enough time and resources to deal with these problems because the population is getting more educated, skilled, and healthy. China used to be the country with the most people in the world, but now India has more according to the United Nations. India's population is currently 1.425 billion. Even though China's population is going down, experts think that the country has a plan for how to deal with it. They think that China will keep moving towards having an economy based on services and will have a workforce that is more educated and skilled.